Warren Lee Hill had to prove four things. That includes whether he would experience irreparable harm due to the secrecy of how Georgia got its execution drug. Hill's attorneys called Dr. Larry Sackick, who testified compounded drugs are not regulated and are often contaminated. In response, the state called forensic pathologist Dr. Jacqueline Martine, who said contamination wouldn't matter.
The amount of medication that he's receiving will be so much and so soon that no complication from the fungus or any adulterant present in the solution will be of any concern for Mr. Hill.
In the end, Judge Gail Tucson said Hill proved the four necessary elements to challenge the law and ruled in his favor.
The court hereby grants the plaintiff's motion and stays the execution of the plaintiff, Mr. Warren Lee Hill.
The state will appeal Judge Tucson's ruling. Rose Scott, WABE News.
And I'm Ellie Yu. Outside the courthouse, Hill's attorney Brian Kammer says he's pleased with the judge's ruling.
I think it was a very thorough, well-written, well-thought-out order, and I hope that the Georgia Supreme Court affirms it. I think they should.
Hill's execution is still set for Friday at 7 p.m., Kammer is now working against the clock.
There's going to be litigation in the Supreme Court, so we don't know how that's going to go yet. And I'm sure Mr. Hill knows that there's still an execution scheduled for tomorrow. So
Kammer has represented Hill for 17 years. The state attorneys declined comment on the ruling. For WABE News, I'm Ellie Yu.